Now, I'm going to give you a warning right now, early on in this talk. I am a paranomasiac. Now, you might want to ask what a paranomasiac is. It means I love really bad puns. So, I have a bunch of self-explanatory topics today. Most of the time when you give a speech, you tell people where you're going, then you tell them what you've said, then you remind them what you've said. Well, here are the six self-explanatory topics that'll tell you exactly where I'm headed today. One, which bar do you frequent? Two, five over easy. Three, four on the floor. Four, please make waves. Five, living the good life. And six, know the ropes. Now, it's clear, I think, from the topic headings that you know exactly what I'm going to be talking about. But in case it's not so clear, let's take them one at a time. What bar do you frequent? Well, what bar do you frequent is not a reference to your favorite adult beverage establishment. I mean, although we do have, of course, a lot of interesting bars in Louisiana. I mean, there's one in the French Quarter that gives free shots with every Saints touchdown. There is Lucky's, which is right on St. Charles Avenue, and it's a lounge, and it's a grill, and it's a game room, and of course, it's also a laundromat. Then, of course, there's the Club Zanzibar, which is in Toronto, not in Louisiana, but it's another great bar. The Club Zanzibar, you can't read what's on the marquee, but I'll blow it up for you. What the marquee says is dozens of new dancers, the girls never stop, American Bar Association, file your briefs here. But what bar do you frequent is really about a reference to the major differences between the ABA model rules and the rules of professional conduct of many states, including Texas. Now, the purpose of the model rules, of course, is to promote uniformity on lawyer regulation all across the country in all 50 states. But has the ABA's aspiration been achieved when it comes to the key rules on multi-jurisdictional practice? And that's a rhetorical question because I think I'm going to show you that it's not. Now, here's a quick recap of the rules, at least according to the ABA numbering system. Rule 1.6 deals with confidentiality. Rule 4.1 deals with negotiations. Rule 5.5 is unauthorized practice and multi-jurisdictional practice. And Rule 8.5 is multi-state discipline. Now, let's start with 5.5, the unauthorized multi-jurisdictional practice rule. Now, it has a number of provisions. 5.5A, this is the model rule, not the Texas rule. The general rule is a lawyer shall not practice law in a jurisdiction in violation of the regulation of the legal profession of that jurisdiction or assist another in doing so. So theoretically, unless there's an exception to this, every time you practice law in a state where you're not licensed, you're violating 5.5A. Practice of law in a jurisdiction is defined by the state and the regulations in that jurisdiction. So you have to know in every state that you travel to, what's the local definition of the practice and what are the local regulations, a rule that we honor in the breach, not in the observance. Now, 5.5B has some additional prohibitions. In a state where you're not licensed, it says you cannot establish an office and you can't have a systematic and continuous presence, which kind of has an echo of a jurisdictional test. And you can't hold out to the public that you have been admitted to practice law in this jurisdiction. So you can't practice law at all unless there's an exception. And by the way, you can't establish an office, have a systematic presence, or hold out to the public that you can practice law. Then along comes C. Now, C has two exceptions that permit multi-jurisdictional practice in non-litigation matters. There are two for litigation and two for non-litigation. But these exceptions apply only if you're providing services on a temporary basis in this jurisdiction. So the exceptions for transactional lawyers involve only a temporary basis, which is not defined. So what are those exceptions? Well, you can do work in the state if you associate with a local lawyer who, quote, actively participates in the matter, or the work arises out of or is reasonably related to your practice in the states where you're already licensed to practice. Now, what does that mean? We're going to examine what these phrases mean in just a minute. Now, D is another provision. There's an additional exception that permits multi-jurisdictional practice in non-litigation matters for in-house attorneys who can give legal advice to the lawyer's employer or its organizational affiliates. And it allows for an exception for lawyers not licensed in the state if the services that the lawyer is authorized by federal or other rule or law. So you have to find a specific federal rule, like patent law, that would allow you to provide work in this jurisdiction. If there's no federal rule or law, the mere fact that you appear in federal court all the time does not give you permission under 5.5D. But, you know, 48 states did not adopt Model Rule 5.5 verbatim. In fact, only two states have adopted it verbatim, and those are Montana and South Dakota. So 48 states have refused to adopt the ABA model rule, which tells you that there's a problem with the model rule. Now, if you want to find out what each of those states has, the ABA Center for Professional Responsibility, the CPR, has a website, and you can go there and see every state's model rule, find a link to their model rules, and find out how their rules differ from the ABA model rules. Now, if you do work in any other state, or if you travel to any other state, as we all do,